This is a podcast from WOR. Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. I'm Don Goldberg, and I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and our guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. Dr. Lopez is here on behalf of Nordic Naturals, the fish oil people, or the omega-3 oil people. Anyway, we've been trying to cram perhaps too much information into the show so far about everything you could possibly want to know about fish oils. Still a lot that we haven't covered, but I promise we would start answering your telephone calls, so I'm going to resist asking Dr. Lopez some more questions that I'm interested in, and we'll get to the phones. Sandy from Manalapan, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Thank you, gentlemen and doctors, for taking my call. I wanted to know how my 369 formula shapes up to others. It has a total omega-3 of 1260. GLA is 2670.
How many gels? I'm sorry, what?
In three capsules.
Okay.
And the oleic 9 is 510 milligrams.
Okay, let me ask you first, why are you using a 369 formula specifically?
Because this was what was suggested to me maybe 20 or 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I never changed.
Okay, it's good because, this is a popular type of omega-3 supplement. Dr. Lopez, you want to explain to the listeners what makes a quote-unquote 369 formula different from the EPA DHA type products we've been discussing so far?
Yeah, sure. Clearly the EPA DHA are considered in the category of the omega-3, which basically just means that they have more unsaturated double bonds in the structure. Omega-6 essentially has less because the first double bond is located further away from the tail end of the fatty acid chain. So they work differently. And then omega-9, which is commonly found in olives and olive oil, of course, oleic acid is the predominant source in our diet of omega-9 fats. Now, my particular bias is I usually don't use omega-369 supplements with my patients. On rare occasion, I will include GLA, usually from a borage oil source, in addition to a fish oil source. And the reason, quite frankly, for it is just because our diets are already so overwhelmingly weighted towards omega-6. I mean, there's omega-6 everywhere. In the standard American diet in particular, the ratio of omega-6 to 3 is way off, out of balance. It's somewhere in the area of 15 to 20 to 1. And the more ideal ratio should probably be closer to 2 to 1 in terms of omega-6 to 3. So therefore, when I recommend a supplement, I usually don't recommend the omega-6, particularly if the omega-6 in that supplement is linoleic acid as opposed to GLA, like the one that the listener just mentioned. That's my position.
Okay, well, so the answer Sandy, is that the product that you're taking is okay, and it's relatively, you know, high potency product. Nordic Naturals, for example, has a complete omega 369, and two soft gels of that product have about 565 milligrams of omega 3s and about 66 milligrams of GLA, and then 160 of oleic acid. So if you converted that to three soft gels, it's not that much different than the one that you're not that you're currently using. It certainly puts you in the therapeutic product category, as opposed perhaps to the, you know, the full spectrum whole salmon oil or a cod liver oil type product, in that you do have higher levels of the omega 3 and omega 6 oils. GLA is good. It's also therapeutic. Even though it's an omega 6 oil, it's not like the general omega 6 oils, in that it also, you know, the prostaglandin that it is converted to has very much the same actions as the prostaglandin that the omega 3s are converted to. So the GLA is almost, at least in my opinion, right in the same category as the omega 3s. The omega 9s, as Dr. Lopez pointed out, you know, you're probably already getting plenty of that in your diet, and that's not really quite as a therapeutic in this regard as the threes and the sixes. So, if the you didn't mention what brand you're taking, if it's a good quality product, if it smells fresh and tastes fresh, you're doing fine with that.
You want the name of the brand?
Well, I'm not sure what it would accomplish, but sure, you can mention
Health from the Sun.
It's called what?
Health from the Sun, H-E-A-L-T.
Oh, Health from the Sun.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I do buy
yes.
it from you guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, Health from the Sun. The company's gone through a few changes, ownership changes, but yes, that's I'm comfortable with that product, sure. Yeah, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, very good. Okay, let's move on next to Roey in Westchester. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Yes. My husband gets attacks of gout, and he's trying to do it without, take care of it alternatively without getting on meds for the rest of his life. Will the fish oil help that, and what one in particular?
Well, I think I know the answer to this, but I have two doctors here. You know what, Dr. Podell's, we've kind of kept him quiet for the moment. Dr. Podell, what's the role for fish oils in treating gout?
I'm not aware if it has any. I've not looked at that literature. I've not seen any literature on it. Hector, do you know anything about
that? I actually haven't. I don't think that's actually been studied clinically in science.
Right, so it might be good for all we know, but we really don't know because nobody has really studied it.
You see, Roey, the underlying problem in gout is, and you doctors can correct me if I'm wrong, is the deposition of crystals related to a purine,
uric acid.
Uric acid. So, you know, while that in turn may cause some inflammation, the inflammation is not the underlying problem. The way to approach the problem with gout is to approach the uric acid crystals, change the diet. You know, gout used to be called the rich man's disease because only rich people could eat a lot of red meat and drink a lot of red wine and the price they paid for this was a high uric acid deposits and gout. So it can be treated to a degree by natural means, but I'm not sure that fish oil would be a direct treatment. Besides diet, I believe the other thing that always gets mentioned is what, cherry juice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So look at cherry juice. I don't remember if there's anything else that is commonly used? Dr. Padel, can you think of anything else, or is it?
It's mainly diet. There'd be a diet that's relatively low in purines, and the most important thing is no alcohol, and don't get fat.
There you go. Okay, Roey. So that's our best answer for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's done all that, and it's still not helping.
Okay, well, you know, maybe then you got to go and try something a little bit more powerful.
The only thing that really helped for a while was doing a green juice fast and clearing out the internal filters, and that kept it at bay for about 2 years. So I guess doing that more often is probably a good thing.
I mean, I think there is a medical. What's the conventional medical approach, guys?
Well, it's medicines that block the metabolism of the uric acid, the production of uric acid, allopurinol being the old-fashioned drug that I've always used. I think there are some new ones now.
I think you can also look at it as depending on whether the gout is from overproduction versus under secretion. So there's also some medication that can be used to enhance the secretion of uric acid in the urine as well, right?
Yeah, you know, my point is, Roey, that, you know, there's a time for conventional medicine. You know, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater here when, you know, it's great to try other approaches first, but when necessary, let's utilize some of the wonderful tools that conventional medicine offers. Okay? All right. Good luck. Thanks for the call. We will get back to the phones in just a moment, but we do have to take a break. The number here, 1-800-321-0710. Feel free to give us a call. We'll be back in a minute. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're here with Dr. Hector Lopez, and we'll be back shortly. Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. Okay, this year we've been celebrating Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. Wow, not too many companies manage to stay in business for 100 years. What's the secret to a successful 100 years? Well, in our case, we think it has something to do with creating a pleasant shopping experience, carrying a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and perhaps most important, providing professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we try to do all of this while offering some of the best discount pricing you will find. To celebrate, we are offering extra special anniversary deals with discounts up to 50% off. Be sure to take advantage of these great deals. Check our website, Wilner.com, for both the regular seasonal sales as well as these special anniversary sale discounts now in effect. To receive our quarterly catalog and sale flyer mailings, make sure you're on the Wilner Chemist mailing list. It's easy. You can do it on our website, Wilner.com, or by phone, 1-800-633-1106 extension 7, or while you're in the store. Speaking of being in the store, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Now, every day, your body deals with stress, toxins, and the effect of aging, all of which take a toll on the levels of good bacteria within your digestive tract, leading to digestive issues like gas, bloating, and occasional constipation. With new Primadophilus Optima high-potency probiotics, you can restore digestive balance. Primadophilus Optima probiotics are a natural way to help support digestion and overall health. Primadophilus Optima probiotics are available in potent 60, 90, and 100 billion active probiotic cultures per capsule, providing the highest levels of good bacteria available. And the targeted release capsule ensures direct release into the intestines where you need it most. Best of all, Primadophilus Optima probiotics are guaranteed potent for the entire shelf life, so you can be assured you're getting the most effective support available. Restore your digestive balance with new Primadophilus Optima high-potency probiotics exclusively from Nature's Way.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, yes, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. You're listening to The World in the Window, and we have a special guest today, Dr. Hector Lopez, who is here on behalf of Nordic Naturals. We've been taking your calls, and we will continue taking your calls right now, and we will get to Nadine from Norwalk, Connecticut. Welcome to The World in the Window. How can we help you today?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling for my dad. He's 92, and he has wet macular degeneration in one eye. And I recently bought him the Omega, Ultimate Omega, and I'm not sure how much to give him.
Well, okay. Dr. Lopez, what do you suggest?
Well, I think there's actually an Omega I product. Is that actually what?
Omega I has now been converted to a Vision, Omega Vision, and that's what I would be recommending. But I think she's already purchased the Ultimate Omega. Nadine, the product that you got was just the straight Ultimate Omega?
Yeah, I could buy the other one.
Well, okay, you don't have to. Let me explain the difference before we give it back to Dr. Lopez. The Ultimate Omega, of course, is just the highly concentrated EPA-DHA from the fish oil, which is indeed beneficial for macular degeneration, for glaucoma, for all sorts of eye and vision problems. All they've done is they took that and they've added some lutein and zeaxanthin to the formula. And I think they've changed the ratio. There's a little bit more DHA in there than there is EPA in the Omega Vision formula. If you're currently taking a source of lutein and zeaxanthin from someplace else, I wouldn't. You know, you can go ahead and continue using the Ultimate Omega. On the other hand, I suspect that the dose that Dr. Lopez is going to recommend is going to be relatively high. So you might be able to buy the Omega Vision and use up the Ultimate Omega while you're using the Omega Vision and then increase the dose of the Omega Vision afterwards. Anyway, having said that, let me see if Dr. Lopez agrees. Dr. Lopez, the dose.
Yes, actually, you know, there's a huge multi-center randomized trial that's actually, I believe it's not been completed yet, but it's currently underway with 4,200 participants with age-related, wet macular degeneration, and they use 10 milligrams of lutein, 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin, and they're using a combined DHA and EPA dose of about 1,000 milligrams. I would personally be comfortable with a higher dose of EPA DHA and at least the same dose they're using in this preliminary trial. I believe it's called the ARIDS trial, A-R-E-D-S, where they're using the lutein, zeaxanthin, and the fish oil in combination. So 2,000 milligrams is a good place to start. It's well below still the tolerable upper limit of EPA DHA, and it'll still get you a good anti-inflammatory dose.
Hector, one question. When you get up to higher doses, let's say 5 grams a day or something along that line of fish oil, there is some literature that suggests there's suppression of the immune system in some ways. I haven't kept up with that literature. Can you update us, and is that an issue?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it does diminish T-cell proliferation in particular. It doesn't seem to affect the innate immune system very much. So, fighting bacterial infections and basic microbial issues don't seem to be a problem with immunosuppression from fish oil. But it does decrease T-cell proliferation. So,
at what kind of doses does it do that?
It's actually been shown at doses that range between, as you mentioned, 5 grams of EPA DHA all the way up to 7 or 8 grams of EPA DHA. There's some tissue ex vivo studies where they actually take patients, put them on fish oil, and then take their whole blood and stimulate it with something that's to see how the immune system or immune cells respond, like PBMCs and T cells. And that's actually been shown in some populations with even as little as 2 to 3 grams of EPA DHA. So the answer is the amount of suppression that occurs, it probably starts occurring to some extent, even at relatively, otherwise benign doses of EPA DHA, but the extent at which it happens has not shown to be deleterious to someone's ability to fight infection. So it's probably actually part of the therapeutic effect of bringing the chronic inflammatory tone down a little bit, because as it is, we're living in an environment where as we get older, our chronic inflammatory burden just goes up. So our immune system probably needs to be dialed down a little bit, and I think that's part of what we're seeing with fish oil. So I'm usually not concerned with immunosuppression at these doses of 2 to 4, even up to 5 grams of EPA DHA.
Okay. Nadine, I know you want an answer about dosage. We're running out of time before the break. Can you hang on for a second?
Thank you.
Okay. We'll get back to you right after this break, okay? Okay. Let's go and take a little break. We'll be back in a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a board-certified heart surgeon for over 40 years, maybe even more, now practicing integrative medicine for more than a decade. I have an important message about healthcare today, and that is the high cost of repair. Not everything's covered, and conventional medicine doesn't do it all. In today's environment, prevention is key. Vitamins and nutrients play a very big role, but for most people, it's still one big and expensive mix-and-match puzzle. All of these different jars and capsules to deal with. Well, now the puzzle is solved. ProPax with NT Factor is the daily, all-inclusive regimen that solves the puzzle and beats the cost. 5 tablets twice a day in the easy-to-carry packet, and you're protected against the effects of aging, stress, and most of all, fatigue. Proven in 7 clinical trials, ProPax with NT Factor puts you ahead of your game. Solve the vitamin puzzle and beat the cost. Visit Wilner's today and ask for ProPax with NT Factor. It's recommended by me, Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V.
Hey, time for a check on the traffic.
And right now, as we take a peek what's happening in the 5 boroughs, this report is brought to you by Hallmark. Belt Parkway, eastbound side, heading in towards Kennedy Airport, getting reports of some very heavy traffic, but no accidents to report, which is, I guess, good news for you. You do have delays over on the west side highway, southbound side. From the 90s, heading down to 79th Street, that appears to be all volume. Also, as you travel over on the BQE, eastbound side, approaching the Long Island Expressway, right around the Kosciuszko Bridge, there's an accident. Actually, disabled vehicle. Looks like the right lane is going to be blocked off, so anticipate delays for yourself. Getting across the Hudson River, I'm not seeing any major problems for you. Holland Tunnel heading into town, about a 20-minute wait, but other than that, you're okay. Lake Tunnel, George Washington Bridge, no major hassles to report. Looks like we're okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. You can still send your holiday cards at Hallmark.com. Just personalize, address, and mail your cards without leaving your home, and now you get free shipping of an order of 25 cards or more, only at Hallmark.com, U.S. residents only. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
WOR.
Getting enough of the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA, is essential to help keep your heart healthy. With Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil, getting your omega-3s has never been easier. Krill are tiny shrimp-like crustaceans that are one of the planet's richest sources of omega-3s. And because these oils closely resemble the fatty acids found in our brain, they are highly bioavailable. In addition, krill contains astaxanthin, a powerful natural antioxidant. Twin Lab Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil is not only good for you, but the krill is eco-harvested. Each capsule contains 625 milligrams of sustainably harvested krill oil, 25% more than before. Combined with vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to further support heart health, Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil is one fish oil that truly has heart. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez. You're listening to the Wilner Window. Before we get back to Nadine, I just want to mention real quickly that as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 12 companies on sale at one-half price. In addition to that, we also have over 20 product lines on sale at our regular seasonal discounts of 25%, 30%, 30, 35, and 40% off list price. Check Wilner.com or stop by the store to see the full listing. Okay, Nadine, bottom line, if you listened to what Dr. Lopez said, the amounts that they're using in that study, the amount of lutein and so forth, sounds a little bit conservative to me. If you took only one of the Omega Vision product that we mentioned from Nordic Naturals, you would be getting 10 milligrams of lutein and 2 milligrams of zeaxanthine. Now, that's considered relatively low. I would suggest that you do this, and Dr. Lopez and Dr. Podell can either agree or disagree. I would suggest that you take one Omega Vision and one the Ultimate Omega in the morning, and one Omega Vision and one Ultimate Omega in the evening. That'd be two Omega Vision per day, which is the recommended dose, with an additional two Ultimate Omega. I would think that would be a therapeutic approach. That would give you a total of 20 milligrams of lutein, along with higher levels of the omega-3 fatty acids. I take more lutein than that. I have glaucoma, all kinds of vision problems, and to me, I go even higher with the lutein products, but I think that would be a good basic start. Dr. Lopez, does that sound reasonable to you?
I like the approach, absolutely. I think you end up certainly covering your lutein and zeaxanthin bases at least minimally and even above minimally, and then you end up still enhancing the omega-3 concentration by adding the ultimate omega to that. So absolutely, I think that's a great place to start.
Okay, Nadine, how does that sound?
Sounds very good. Thanks for your help.
Okay, very good, and good luck, okay? All right, let's see. Let's move on now. Make sure I'm covering everything here. Yes, okay, let's move on now to Mike, who also in Connecticut. Two Connecticut calls back-to-back. Welcome to the World in the Window. Mike, how can we help you?
Yes, I have a question. Actually, I have two different questions. My first one is, what are the adverse health effects of having too high of a ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s, if that does exist in people, if they have too high omega-3s or 9s to omega-6s? In other words, I always hear about the health industry speaking about omega-6s almost like it's cyanide. And I think a lot of people get confused that omega-6s are really bad. And
No. Well, we don't say that. I'll pass the mic to our two doctors. But all we point out is that, and this is well documented, that the American diet has reached a point where the average intake of the omega-6 oils is out of balance, too high. The average intake. I mean, you hear all the time the benefits of a more vegetarian type diet. The benefits of the Mediterranean type diet. What does that translate to? That translates to lower intake of red meat, lower intake of dairy fats, and so forth. And the reason that this seems to be beneficial is that it is hard to find an American with a too high a ratio of omega-3 to omega-6. So, nobody's saying omega-6 are bad. The essential fatty acids, the true technical definition of an essential fatty acid, omega-3 are technically essential fatty acids. The omega-6 is the essential fatty acid. You need omega-6 fatty acids to live, but the omega-6 is a broad category, and it includes a lot of bad from the sense that they lead to prostaglandins that cause inflammation, cause blood to be sticky, cause all kinds of problems, in addition to containing some good omega-6s. So to say that most Americans should increase their level of omega-3 and increase their level of omega-6. We're just talking about the law of averages here. But anyway, Dr. Lopez, Dr. Padel, anybody want to comment on that?
I mean, basically, you'd have to really try hard to have not enough omega-6 and too much omega-3. Now, it is easily possible to have not enough omega-6, though. If basically you see adolescents who go on diets that will have no oils at all, you know, I've seen that happen, and you, those people will still be deficient in omega-6 and omega-3. If you just ate fish and didn't have any oils, didn't have any nuts, seeds, anything else that gives you the oils, then you would develop clinical problems. But that's not what we usually see.
Right. What type of clinical problem would that would it be life threatening in any way? Or?
Sure. If you went far enough at it, that's right.
Okay.
Skin
one
problems.
Of the things you mentioned before. Yeah, we mentioned the immunosuppression before. You could suppress your immune system substantially, where you'd be more prone to infection and not necessarily being able to fight an infection if you had one. Theoretically, also your risk for bleeding could also go up. But really, when you think about it, the Okinawan, the Japanese Okinawan, their ratios are about as low as you can get anywhere in the world outside of the Inuit Eskimos, and they're down to 1 to 1, and in some cases even less than 1 to 1 in terms of omega 3 to 6 there, 6 to 3, I'm sorry. So they're taking more omega 3 to 6, and they are some of the healthiest individuals in the world and routinely have the highest amount of people that live into the 90s and 100s, the centenarians. So, I think the concern about too much omega 3 and not enough omega 6 is really one that you typically don't need to worry about unless someone has an eating disorder or is really in a restrictive zero fat or trying to do a zero fat, low fat diet.
Okay, Mike, what was your other question?
My other question was, I saw a study that was, I just read it, scientists from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, they collected data from 1994 to 2003, and they found that high levels of omega-3 fatty acids were associated with 2.5 times increased risk of high-grade tumors in men over age 55, like prostate cancer tumors. And can you elaborate on that if you know anything about that study?
Yeah, I saw this study briefly, and based on what I've discussed with some of my colleagues, there are quite a few flaws in that study. Unfortunately, there were many confounders potentially that they did not control for. They didn't go far enough to subcategorize where the omega-3s were coming from, where their omega-6s were coming from, and so when it comes to cancer, it's an incredibly complex area, and there's so many things, both genetic and environmental and epigenetic, that can really affect your prognosis and the overall progress of someone with a malignancy. So, to counter that study, there's also been studies that show that if you do biopsies of prostate tissue, those who actually have higher EPA DHA or high omega-3 levels in the tissue actually have a lower mitotic index, meaning a less aggressive form of prostate cancer once you do have the prostate cancer. So again, there's a little bit of controversy there, I understand, but it's one study, and I would need to see more data to support that. That's my position. Dr. Podell, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree fully.
Yeah, the results on cancer, they're conflicting. So, if you're looking to support an argument saying that you don't want to take fish oil, you can quote the ones that are negative. If you're looking for an argument to say that you should take fish oil, you can quote the other ones. If you want to be a little bit more objective, you say, well, you know what? I guess we really don't know yet what the answer is. That happens. Eventually, maybe it'll get clarified sometime down the road. If you look up, and I have a number of windows open on my computer for various sources. Like, for example, I'm looking at the NIH website right now, U.S. Library of Medicine, Medline Plus. The list of of the effective conditions or likely effective conditions and the possibly effective conditions for fish oil. So if I tried to read this list to you folks, we would run out of time, okay? Because, I mean, you know, there's just so many positive studies, so many positive clinical uses and so forth that it's hard, you know, when you weigh the pros and the cons, it's hard to argue against supplementing with fish oils. Okay, thanks for that call, Mike. You know what? Instead of taking the next call, hang on, everybody. Let's get this next break out of the way so we have clear sailing from that point on, okay? The number here, well, I don't know that we... Okay, forget the number because I think we have enough people lined up to where we're covered. So I don't want to give you false hope, folks. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're here with Dr. Hector Lopez, and we're talking about omega-3 oils, and we will be back in just a moment.
Do you know where true immunity begins? Most people don't. Hi, I'm Dr. Ross Pelton, and I've been a registered pharmacist for many years. One question I'm most often asked is how to boost immunity to avoid illness. Most people are surprised to learn that good health begins in the gut, where over 70% of the immune system's cells reside. So having a healthy digestive system is critical for optimal health. I recommend taking a high-quality probiotic like Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system for good health year-round. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria which work synergistically to maximize health and immunity. I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available anywhere. For strong immune health, take Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and accept no substitute.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Wilner Chemist or on the web at Wilner.com. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
As you know, this is Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. We're celebrating this event with sale, contests, and giveaways. Among the items on sale, we have six of our Phytotech herbal supplements featured at one-half price. Here are the products. Echinacea Golden Seal 90 Veggie Caps, Echina Acute Complex Liquids and Liquid Veggie Caps, Immune Complex Liquids, Relax AM and PM Liquids, and Ginkgo Biloba Leaf Liquids and Veggie Caps. All are on sale at one-half price. For more information, go to our website, wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professional since 1911.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Dr. Hector Lopez, courtesy of Nordic Naturals. Before we get back to the phones, just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth, as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, by the way, the two new Chapter products, Immunity Take Care Lozenges and Holy Basil Force Soft Gels, are on sale at one-half price. By the way, folks, you know, we've been talking, of course, all year about the 100-year anniversary. We've been talking about these half-price deals. I just mentioned two from New Chapter, and a few moments ago, we mentioned some other ones. I got bad news. This 100-year anniversary sale and special and everything is almost over. We're approaching the end of this year. It's the end of the celebration. So if you want to take advantage of these discounts, you only have a couple more weeks. Better hustle on over and save money now. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Al from Brooklyn, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. I'm really enjoying the view from the window.
There
here.
You go. Thank you. Thank you.
And I have a question on, I'm taking omega-3 supplements, and I'm just wondering, someone said if I take certain fish like sardines, mackerel, salmon, you do get omega-3s in those. Is that sufficient, though, to cover the needs of the body?
Well, it depends on what your needs are, Al. If you have one of these health problems that we're talking about, if you have high triglycerides, or you have joint pain and joint swelling, or if you have diabetes and high triglycerides, and you know any of these, we didn't really get a chance to run down all of the various health problems. Then you're talking about utilizing these omega-3 oils for therapeutic purposes, not just as a general health benefit, okay? If you need therapeutic levels, and what does therapeutic mean? Therapeutic means to a high enough potency to where it exerts medical action, not just functioning as a food. If you need therapeutic levels, you're going to need more than you could get from the diet unless you ate salmon and mackerel and sardines and anchovies two or three times a day, 6 days a week. Dr. Lopez, am I on?
I want to say that, it's understood that the natural products are much better than the artificial manufactured products.
What's an artificial product?
Anything that's manufactured, we don't know what preservatives are in there.
Al, I'm going to interrupt you because you're overgeneralizing, okay? And you're ignoring what I just said. Nordic Naturals, Solgar, a New Chapter, they have a whole spectrum of salmon oil products, for example, okay? Not concentrated EPA, DHA. These are basically fish. They've removed the oil from the fish. They've minimally modified the product. It's a fish oil concentrate, okay? Well, that's very nice, and that's fine if you just want to kind of supplement your diet with a little bit extra fish, but it's not the same thing as trying to take an EPA-DHA supplement to reduce inflammation. So doesn't really enter into the equation here. All right. Therapeutic purposes require a little bit of a manipulation of nature sometimes. You can't eat enough fish to really get therapeutic levels. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, that I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I mean, this is something that you can't prove.
Yes, you can. You can prove it very easily. It's very easy to prove it. You just haven't bothered to look. There are studies. You can take people with inflammation, and you give them various things, and you see who gets better and who has less pain and who improves. That's why we do these things.
Right.
You can ask Dr. Podell. He wouldn't recommend it if there wasn't the clinical studies to support it.
Yeah, there are clinical studies for a number of conditions, and not for other conditions. So we sometimes will use it for conditions that haven't been studied because there are good studies in using it for certain inflammatory conditions.
Right.
And again, don't forget, Al, what we said at the beginning of the show. When, you know, fish is, I mean, here's an excellent case in point. Fish, a natural fish that you get on the market or that you pull out of the water is very likely to be contaminated. Contrary to what you believe, the fish is contaminated with pesticides, with mercury, especially fish like the tuna and the swordfish, and to some degree the salmon, because it just works its way up the food chain. So the fact of the matter is, in this particular case, contrary to what you are proposing, the fish oil supplements are cleaner and purer and healthier than the fish. Okay?
I will keep taking my supplements. I didn't mean to sound
again,
too
I'm not... No. Well, Al, you know, I mean, food... I'm not saying that there's not benefit in getting as much of these nutrients from the natural source as possible. And that's why I tried to make it clear there's a difference between therapeutic purposes and non-therapeutic purposes. If it's non-therapeutic, if you're just, you know, if you just want to increase your level of this naturally healthy food... sure, you know, you don't need a supplement. Go ahead and eat more fish. I try to eat more fish also. But to get to higher levels, that's where the supplements come in. Okay, you also had another question real quickly while
yes,
we still have some time.
I wanted to ask you about these oils that I use, like for salads and cooking. Do they conflict with the omega-3? I use like canola oil for cooking, and for the salads I use the extra virgin olive oil. Is there any...
Well, let me let Dr. Lopez comment on that.
Right. Well, the extra virgin olive oil really wouldn't compete with the omega-3s in fish oil. However, the canola oil does have a slightly higher omega-6 concentration than you would otherwise find. Although amongst the vegetable oils, it is one of the oils that has a pretty good balance of omega-3 to 6. The omega-3 being in the other form of the vegetable form, which is ALA or alpha-linolenic acid. And the omega-6 that's found in canola is linoleic acid, which we already get in a preponderance of our food on a daily basis already anyway. But in terms of cooking with it, you want to make sure you don't use high temperature cooking with your canola oil. But as you mentioned, you could certainly use it on your salad, and olive oil is excellent to include on your salad as well.
Okay, Al, I hope we helped you on that. Thanks for the questions. I want to try to squeeze in one more caller, okay? Thanks for the call, Al. Let's go quickly to Rose in Bergenfield. Welcome to the World in the Window, Rose. How can we help you?
I am in awe of the amount of information that you disseminate on a weekly basis. I have the brain of a pea in comparison to you gentlemen.
Okay, real quickly, what's your question?
My question is this. My triglycerides went up from 116 to 406 over the course of a year and a half, and I am taking the omega-3s. What else can I do? Do I increase the omega-3s, or do I take another supplement?
Let me say that I think you need to sit down with the doctor and, one, repeat the test to see if it's really so, and make sure it's done fasting, because both food taken within hours will raise the triglycerides, and alcohol taken within several days will raise the triglycerides. But if it's a real change, then you have to figure out how come. I mean, are you developing diabetes? Are you developing some other metabolic process? Because normally it doesn't change that much. I mean, if you gained a whole lot of weight, that could do it. So there's something, I say, fishy. It doesn't usually jump that much at a fasting level, and therefore your doctor has to figure out why. Have you gotten low thyroid? I mean, those are the kind of questions they need to ask. Hector, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I certainly agree with all those points. The fish oil, though, as you said, it may end up having to be at a therapeutic dose, but that's something she's going to have to discuss.
Yeah, they use that for very high doses for when you're treating high triglycerides.
Yeah, fish oil definitely, omega-3s definitely do lower triglycerides, yeah. But like Dr. Podell pointed out, you want to make sure that you know what's going on, okay? All right, we're going to pause for this short message.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. I want to thank Dr. Hector Lopez for helping us out with the show today. It was very informative, and I want to thank Nordic Naturals for making his participation possible. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Immunity Take Care Lozenges and Holy Basil Force Soft Gels, both now on sale at one-half price at Wilner Chemists. New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. Visit us at either store in Manhattan. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gatone.
This has been a podcast from WOR.